Coordinator of the Creative and Cultural Industries in the Department of Culture, Rodney Small, has stressed the need for the nation's youth to embrace the diversity of culture. Speaking at a recently held youth symposium, Mr. Small said that entrepreneurship in the cultural and creative industry is an area that is underexplored.
Our society, we see dancing, we see singing, we see DJ, we see the performing element, but there's a whole lot more to it. One practitioner can create over 100 jobs. So for example, I'll use myself as an example. Rodney Small can hire 100 persons to deal with my product. But we are living in an age where Rodney Small wants to be his own photographer because I have a good smartphone. We're living in an age where Rodney wants to be his own publicist. So I jump on social media and I start writing my own stories. We're living in an age where Rodney figured that he wants to be his own chef. So while I rehearsing or practicing to get a good performance, I will cook one time and then you burn down the kitchen. Right? We're living in a society where I figure I could dress myself and I don't need no advice on what sort of outfit I should be wearing to this conference. Because if it left me alone, I would have just put on a simple t-shirt as a creative. But that's not it. Because then we start thinking about brand and package. Every single day that I get up as an entrepreneur in the creative and cultural industries, you have to always think about content creation and staying relevant. And you can't do all of this by yourself.
Mr. Small, who is also a pianist and musician, encouraged the young people here to make use of the opportunities provided in the creative and cultural industries.
There's so much to consider as an entrepreneur in the creative and cultural industries. A whole lot. One thing is that you have to be fronted. Yeah, I spitefully use that word because we don't like it. When we hear the word fronted, we start thinking negative. All right, I would say this. You have to learn to align yourself and associate yourself with the right people and the right things. We like that. That sounds better, right? Yeah, my situation I've always been, I wanted to be fronted. I wanted to know every single thing. And I wanted to be able to grab at every opportunity. But most importantly, you have to learn very early that it is a collective industry. You cannot be afraid to work with other people. You have to work with other people. Another key element to being an entrepreneur is clustering, sitting there and listening to everybody. I see how I can be injected in every aspect of it.
And Mr. Small highlighted some of the roles and functions of the creative and cultural industries in the Department of Culture.
We are responsible for dealing with the business element. How do you make money from this hobby? How do we change hobbies into careers? We also deal with making practitioners export ready. How do we move from Chateau Belair to Austria, from Sign Hill to Africa with your product? We're also responsible for providing and creating a national database for practitioners. And most importantly, we are also responsible for training and development of our practitioners.
Coordinator of the Creative and Cultural Industries Department of Culture, Rodney Small. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.